Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Kuf Chas Menachos 108. Today's Daf Yomi at the bottom of Kuf Chas Amid Aleph, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses the law of somebody who consecrates one animal and as a result of it, consecrating it, after consecrating it, the animal somehow became disqualified, it got a blemish, and now he wants to basically use that animal. In order to do that, he has to redeem it for a certain value. But when he redeems that value, he has suddenly the ability to buy two animals for the price of that of what that one animal cost. So says our Mishnah, if somebody says, shor zeh olaf, a person says, this ox will be an olah offering, v'nistayev, and then what happened was the animal became blemished and therefore was no longer able to be brought on the altar as an offering, and he needs to redeem it, and then with that money use that money to purchase another ola imratza yavi bedam of shnayim. If he wants, he can purchase two oxen for that and bring those two oxen as an ola offering. And then the Mishnah gives a second case. Shnei Shivarim, let's say he says these two oxen, Eluo, these two oxen are an ola offering. Minista Avu, and then what happened was that both of those oxen became blemish. Then he needs to redeem them, and let's say he gets more money, Ratza Yavibid Mayan Echad. What he can do is he can purchase one large ox for the purpose of the Oa, meaning to take the money from the two oxen and purchase one. The Rebbe Oser. Rebbe prohibits this. And our Gemara is going to explain that Rebbe's arguing in both of these cases, that Rebbe prohibits to take the money from one oxen and purchase two, and he also prohibits the taking of two oxen and purchasing one. However, that's the position of Rebbe Lechatchila. But Bidi Evid, if he brought it, then he shouldn't bring another one, because but the Eved Rebbe would say that that's okay. And so we go to our Gemara, and our Gemara seems, what's interesting is that our Gemara seems to include a position, Rashi, the way Rashi explains it, Rashi seems to contradict himself. Because the first case of our Gemara says, Vaha Amris Resha, our first clause, an earlier Mishnah back on the top of 107b says that if a person says, I am going to give a shor b'mana, an ox for worth $100, Vehivi Shnayim b'mana lo yatza, then he doesn't fulfill his obligation. But if he says shor zeh v'nistayev, so the Gemara says that they're fundamentally different, because in this case he's saying this specific ox, and this specific ox got a blemish, and so since he said this specific ox, he didn't obligate himself to bring one ox for an olah, but rather the value of this ox, and so therefore he could redeem it. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi says that since he says shor b'mana, then how would he be able to bring two for it? And then Rashi quotes the Gemara of Zenistayv Shani, that because he says I'm going to keep in the Amar Zeh Akriv Ola V'nistav Azalei Nadre, that since he said I'm going to bring this as an offering and then it became blemished, then his vow has dissipated, and because he's no longer able to bring it. But in the first case, he says, Harele Shor B'mana, then he's obligated until he brings it. Then comes the next Rashi, and the next Rashi is on the next part of the Gemara, because the Gemara says, what's the reasoning of Rebbe who prohibits it? What's the reason why Rebbe prohibits it? So the Gemara says, because Rebbe says, Mishum Dehavale Gadol Vehevi Katan, because he had a big one, and now he wants to bring a small one. And Rashi says, Shebekol Makom Shnayim Chashuvim Me'echad, because two are always going to be better than one. Meaning if we have an option to bring two things, or two smaller things, or one larger thing, we're always better to bring the two smaller things, even if they're going to be equal in value. But the Rashash points out that it's not clear that Rashi says this, because earlier Rashi said that one is better than two. So here Rashi is saying two is better than one. So this is something which is also not clear in the conclusion of the Gemara. What exactly is better? Is it better to bring two smaller things or one larger thing? And this is something which actually is a question that comes before people today, because the Dov of Mishar discusses a case that he says that his uncle, the Rav Gon, Rav Rappaport, who was the Av Bezdin, told him the following story, that one time that one time he went to the author of the Kochav Miyakov in Rumov, and at that time the Gabayim came to the Beis Medrash and they asked the following question, that there was a that they had an option to purchase one very large Keser Torah, one very large crown for the Torah, or they could purchase two smaller ones. And so since they were the same value, they asked, which should they do? And so his response was, on the basis of this Rashi, even though this Rashi seems to be almost like a Hava Mina, which is rejected, his response was that you're better off purchasing two, because you're better off purchasing that two smaller ones are better than one larger one. And so that was his approach. And so he said that this doesn't only apply to a sacrifice, but in general, in life, two small ones are better than one larger one. But the Dov Misharim himself wasn't satisfied with that answer, because he says, maybe that's only the case that two is better than one when they are both from the same type of thing, when they're both crowns of Torah. But let's say somebody said, I'm going to bring a specific ornament for the Torah. Let's say he said a tzitz, like normally a plate for the Torah, but instead he wants to use that money to purchase two crowns for the Torah. Can we apply the same logic that we said here, that two is better than one, also when it refers to two separate things? And there he is mesupuk, and he's not certain that it would be the same thing. So we see from here this debate about whether two is better than one is something that comes up in our life, and it's really something which is relevant to people who say that they're going to give a certain amount to charity. And does that mean we're supposed to be looking for one gift, or we should be giving multiple gifts? This is a conceptual idea of what's the best way to honor our pledge to charity.